Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, welcome back to season 9 of the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. If you like what you're seeing and hearing, please feel free to like us, share us, follow us wherever you're listening to us actually. If you're on YouTube, click subscribe, that would be great. Go to the website at vsmoviepodcast.com and that will give you links to all of our socials. It'll give you write-ups of stuff that's not audio, but you'll get pretty much everything there. So if you like what you're seeing and hearing, make sure you share it with everyone else. Now let's get back to the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. As always, I am Mark, your host. With me today, over that way, is Craig from the Matinee Heroes. How you doing, Craig?
I'm here. I'm willing to be here on a weekend. We got things going. We watched an unusual movie, so you know, let's go.
Yeah, let's talk about it. For the movie, I ask you to watch one. I've been on your show a lot. We've had trouble getting you over here. So you said, tell me to watch something.
Yeah, because you always say, hey, what movies have you seen? And I'm like, well, unlike Ryan yourself and my cohort, Alan Cerny, I don't get to go to the screenings. And so I'm like a regular person. And that means when I have a weekend, my mediocrity is exhausting.
Yeah, well, so, you are far from mediocre. However, I did recommend a film that I thought you could stream for free. Yeah. No. Which you can stream, but it costs you money. That film is, let's do this. It's this entire screen right here. So, like, Monolith, which I wrote a review on. So my question is, you had to pay to watch this. Do I owe you $7?
You owe me $3.50.
Okay. You called it an unusual film. That's fair.
You said you had a great intro for it, so I don't want to mess that up. But
well, the intro is, do I have to pay you back?
Yes.
For having you.
About $3.50. Because this particular movie would have been better as an audio drama.
Okay. So fun fact, here's part of the reason I said I love this movie. I love this. I like this movie a lot. And I like it for a lot of the same reasons I liked The Vast of Night when it was out on Amazon. And I liked Pontypool because both of those kind of play like they could be audio dramas. Yeah. Much like the Welcome to Night Vale, that podcast. And it was hugely huge. So, and that's part of the reason I like this so much. Yes, this absolutely could have been an audio drama, but... apart from the fact that you apparently find the visualization superfluous, what did you think? What did you think of the story and Lily Sullivan, who is it? Lily Sullivan is a podcaster who an investigative journalist who stumbles onto something and does everything through interviews.
She's not really a journalist.
She was a journalist.
Well, she wasn't a good one because she's very unethical. She's actually quite unlikable.
In some ways, as
she gets more paranoid, like she calls and figures out that it's what Flurama. FJ, and she just starts ripping into her about how she is going to sue her into oblivion. She's got money, you don't, so you're not going to be able to do anything about this. And I certainly understand the reason that was included. That wasn't an actor's choice. That was definitely a theme of the movie of the class difference, where the rich people can get away with stuff and the poor people get just taken advantage of. But I didn't like her that much before then.
Okay. So she's a disgraced journalist. She went after a big target and got slapped down because she didn't check a source.
Yep. If you're going after the king, you better kill him.
Make sure you kill him. I don't think she's necessarily wrong. As the story develops, I don't think that she was wrong about him, but she failed to line up her duckies.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta make sure everything's, especially if you're going to be a quote unquote journalist, except she also does what I do, but on my podcast, I let people know that I'm going to edit.
Right.
And she is taking pieces out, contextual pieces out, to make it sound more exciting, make it sound. And I did like the way they edited it, because that's a lot more work than I'd ever do.
Right. Yeah. I used to try to do work like that. Now it's just let's start talking. And then when we get done, we're done.
Yeah.
But yeah. As she's piecing this mystery together, that's the interesting part. That's the fun part. That's the intriguing part. Is this bullshit? Is this aliens? Is this some sort of supernatural thing?
Illuminati.
Yes. Or the Illuminati. Yes. The Illuminati that comes up. It always comes up. Them and the Templars. It's one of those two.
What do you mean? They're the same thing, aren't they?
No, actually they're not. The Templars and the Masons are the same thing. So, because the Templars took over the Masons.
Right, I know.
But I think the Illuminati is more intellectual than functional, if you will. That's my opinion, but maybe that's what they want me to think.
Yeah, yeah. The lizard.
So I left my tinfoil hat in the kitchen. Who knows? But I think I like it because we only get her, all of our information is filtered through her.
Yeah, and she's a great actress. Sells everything. I mean, I'm not necessarily buying everything that she's selling, but she's definitely not a horrible salesperson.
No,
she's really talented.
She is. I watched the entire movie before I realized she started Evil Dead Rise. And I was like, oh, well, that explains why she seems so familiar the whole movie.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. She does. It is hard for any actor to carry anything with help, much less without help. Tom Hanks won an Oscar.
He was nominated for an Oscar,
for being by himself with a volleyball. Ryan Reynolds was in a coffin for 90 minutes. But try to carry a movie by yourself.
Wasn't Colin Farrell in a phone booth?
He was in a phone booth. Yes, he was.
And Ryan Reynolds was supposed to be in the phone booth, but he did the coffin instead.
I don't know which one was better. I think the phone booth was better. So that's hard. I mean, so yeah, our entire experience of her world, and we never learn her name. She's just the interviewer.
Oh, and I was going to say that Tom Hardy did a great job of driving
in Locke. Yes, he did. I believe he spent his hour and 40 minutes in a BMW.
Yeah,
or an Audi. At least he had a little luxury going on. Not that our young journalist here was stuck in an overpriced New York flop. She was in some very nice Australian country estate.
Now,
very modern architecture because her parents were rich.
Now, question here. Do you have microphones set up everywhere? Because she's got microphones set up everywhere. Like, she's got one at her desk. Then she's got one in the corner where she stands up.
Where she does. Yeah, with the sound baffle. That's where she does her dramatic intros and voiceovers. Which is funny to do voiceovers on an audio only, but it's a thing. That's for those super dramatic moments, not where she's like doing the interviews with her people on the computer and whatnot. Well, that's the dramatic, but yeah, she's got duded up is the way I put that. You are duded up. She has got that place ready to go to record at a moment's notice. So she's researching this mystery of these black bricks that seem to appear in people's lives, then they don't know how. And weird things happen to those people. And they all have theories, and sometimes, she meets an art collector who collects them as art pieces.
Klaus.
So there's a lot of moving pieces here, but it all boils back to what actually are they? And there's no that's what's great. There's no actual monolith in Monolith, except for the idea of these black bricks.
Well, each black brick is a monolith among it on its own.
Yeah. Well, it's not really big, but yeah, monolith implies large, but it has an outsized impact on the person it winds up with,
or comes out of.
Or comes out of. Yes, that's, yeah.
No, I was disappointed when they finally show the brick. It wasn't what I was picturing.
No. They all actually look a little different. We see that, you know, there's pictures of them, but they're all like, they look like really rough hewn black bricks.
Yeah, but he said that they're going to look like gold bricks. And I thought, oh, maybe he's just saying right? The size of them. But I was thinking a much more polished,
But, and they're not. Product.
And they're not. They look like they were, you know, were made inside of a human being, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Foreshadowing. But yeah, so it's an interesting. I like it just because of the every clue. When I wrote my review, I said, have you ever been down a Wikipedia rabbit hole?
Yeah.
And that is where she winds up. She gets a tip about this person and black bricks, and it just snowballs. And it's like, it is literally like, I need to know something. And you click on Wikipedia and there's this really obscure link and you click on that one. And before you know it, you've gone from the mating habits of the North American finch to, you know, conspiracies surrounding diamond mines in the 1600s in South America or something just completely insane. But you know, hers is all related to these bricks. And then we get to the end, we get to what we think is the culmination of her investigation, where she decides that all of this was started by the woman whose name she got in an anonymous email, Flora May, who it turns out she has a previous relationship to.
Yeah, they're always fuzzy. A lot of amnesia happens with these. In these.
Yes, that again, you don't know how you get it. You don't know how you lost it. You're not. You can't really articulate what it does. But we think we get to this climax and this resolution of what these bricks are in terms of her investigation, and then it becomes wackadoodle.
Yeah. And, completely goes sideways.
Yes. However, okay. So how did you feel up to, were you happy with the purported ending before we go wackadoo? Would you have been okay if the film had ended there with some sort of.
No, because.
Two Pat,
not really. We just invested a lot of time. It's a very slow movie, which I don't mind. I like, but it's too slow for that ending. So okay. if you're gonna do all of that, and then you're gonna give me that ending, then I'm not surprised that it was not necessarily by committee, but there was a competition kind of thing that this screenplay was a part of, and then they decided to make the movie, which they went, this one's gonna be cheap to do. It's just one person, and I don't have to, and we can do it one location, and then we just hire a bunch of voice actors to do the stuff on the phone.
Make a couple phone calls.
So if they didn't have made a switch at the end, it would have been a, like I said, a student film where we're just trying to get some of our hours in. And that's why, yeah, I would not have been happy. You would have definitely owed me the full amount.
That's fair. So, okay. So it takes this left turn. Now we've gone through this evolution of, is it real? Is it Memorex? Is it aliens? Is it supernatural? And we get to this point where we're like, no. It's this. It's mundane. It's human. And then we get this appendix to the story, if you will. And now, how do you consider that? Do you consider that supernatural? Do you consider that alien? Do you consider that natural in some way?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How do you feel about it? It's been a month. People, you can go watch the movie. It's on Amazon. It's a bunch of streaming things. Pay your $7 and watch the movie if you want to. But I still don't want to tell you how it is because you'll remember watching it.
I don't feel like it's supernatural.
Okay.
Only fair. because they do a lot of technology on the brick. Mm-hmm. And by doing the technology on the brick, it uncovers clues. Mm-hmm. And those clues don't feel supernatural at all.
Yes, I agree.
And some of the things that happen after her, I don't feel like it's supernatural. It could be extraterrestrial, or it could be Illuminati-ish. Where it's a.
So we're firmly in the natural universe, whether that is alien or human imposed.
Unless she just went crazy.
See, that is also an option, and I was going to get there because there's a reckoning that takes place with her and something she needs to reckon with. And it ties in nicely with some of the themes of the film, which is nice. So it is different. So there's three possible engines. There's an alien, there's a natural, and then there's an internal.
Internal either, only because I feel like she's not the only one experiencing this.
Right.
And if she was, and of course we don't know, the whole thing could be Jacob's Ladder kind of scenario where,
yes,
but I'm going to go by what they give me because she does talk to her. What is her brother? Scott. Is that her?
I think so. Something like that.
It sounds like her brother, the way they talk. So when she talks about mom and talks about this and that.
Yeah.
So my theory is that we have these little pieces of the outside world coming in to help justify what she's doing. If it's all just her being crazy, to what point? That's what I'm trying to figure out, because if she goes crazy, is she really reconciling anything?
Right. Well, insanity can lead to a form of reconciliation if you realize you're insane.
Well, that she doesn't. That's the point.
She wants to tell her story at the end. Yeah. The real question, of course, is when you get to the end, is whose story is it? Because that becomes unclear. Is it her story or is it her story?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, there's that. I love the overall vibe of this. I think it's really well shot. They got the atmosphere right. Again, I love it. I love a film that's got a good vibe and a good atmosphere to it. And this one has all of that. It's got an intriguing story that's not perfect.
Right.
It's got a great performance, especially in terms of she's the only one that any of us can deal with. I mean, she's it. There's no other. Well, you know, she's a little weak here, but at least this other guy came in, you know, the supporting actor, and, you know, picked that scene up. Nope. We get her. So Lily Sullivan is a fine actress. And I mean good. I don't mean attractive. Although
don't say it like that.
She is attractive, but she is a fine actress. And she can carry, she carries all of this well. Any weaknesses for me in the film are in fact script induced.
Yeah.
But I think the direction is great. I think the cinematography is great. I think the ideas are great. And I love a good idea, even if you don't get 100%. I watched a lot of low budget movies.
Yeah.
That I love the idea. And so I will forgive the cinematography that, you know, they're shooting it on an iPhone 5, you know, or, you know, something like that. I'll forgive a lot. If you have a good idea and you can get that idea through in a decent way, I will forgive a lot of stuff. This, doesn't have that problem. It's got a good idea. It carries it pretty much through the film, and everything else around it is good. So it was a pleasant surprise. I almost didn't watch it at all. It had slipped through my email cracks, and then I was cleaning out my email. I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to ask for a screener. I was like, is it too late to get a screener for this? So I watched it. I was just like, yeah, I was like, yes, I'm glad I watched this one. I'm more glad I watched this one than a lot of stuff.
Well, this is definitely a film festival movie. It's got the feel of a film festival movie. It's got, because it's low budget,
yep.
One person. They're trying to do different things.
Let's say small budget, because low budget carries its own set of implications.
It's only $400,000.
I know, but
that's a low budget.
It movie. Is, but it's, but well, low budget. Normally you think zombie movie.
I'm sorry.
So to be fair,
I can't help it that the number's low.
No, yes, it is a low. It is a small budget movie.
No, small budget is $2 to $8 million.
Oh my God. You've gone Hollywood, Craig. You've gone Hollywood. Going
by the local economics, you're still dealing in the 70s where $400,000 is still a, you know, we can make Taxi Driver.
Yeah, that's true.
So anything under $1 million is low budget.
Now,
it's a matter of how do you use that budget.
And I think they use it really well.
Oh, the production values don't make it seem like it's, $400,000. Yeah. Again, it's one place. It's one person. They were able to... You know, everything they needed to was able to condense it. I still think it's a little long.
It's not even really that.
It's an hour and 35 minutes. And I felt like it should have been a Black Mirror episode.
it's probably not out of bounds. Because I think that it could have been.
You could have shaved a lot of their interviews down, because a lot of the interviews is, I don't want to talk about it. Well, please. I don't want to talk about it. Well, please. I don't want to talk about it. It's going to be a problem if I talk about it. It's like that first phone call with Florima is kind of excruciating, because there's people talking in the background. She doesn't want to talk. She's trying to convince her to talk, but it's not compelling. The other interviews were much better, but that particular one, which is a chunk of the beginning, sets a tone, and it was very much a, oh, what are we in for?
Yeah.
They could have trimmed that down. Like I said, I think it should have probably been a nice 45-minute, 60-minute anthology short film or episode of a anthology series.
Yeah, I don't know. This movie could be one of an anthology. I wouldn't have made this movie anthologic.
Well, no, I'm just saying it would have been an episode in an anthology.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made five different versions of this movie.
Yeah, okay.
This movie should have been one episode in an anthology.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. And that's not unreasonable either. So I'll pay you for the half of the film that we don't need for the anthology series. That's how.
Go to Costco and hot dog.
Costco hot. No Costco.
Costco pizza then.
So Costco pizza.
I'm trying to keep it for you.
That's okay. We'll figure it out. Directed. I think it was written and directed, actually.
It was written by a young lady named
Lucy Campbell.
Lucy, and it was directed by a gentleman named Matt.
Vesely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was a I want to say committee, but it was a like some kind of competition where they submitted all these different screenplays
right.
to this company, and this company chose this. Is one of three things that they had done.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, Damon and Affleck, Project Greenlight. So, you know, same idea.
Yeah, it was Australian. It was an Australian-based film.
Yeah.
I'm all for it because, like I said, worst case scenario, a crew of people were able to try and do something and learn from it.
Yeah.
The fact that they came out with something that's actually watchable is great. I mean, it's just gravy for me because, I think these kind of programs are valuable. Because where are the people going to learn? No offense, but YouTube is not going to teach you, and TikTok is not going to teach you how to become a filmmaker.
Fact. So we're kind of split on this. You enjoyed it, but it's a little too long.
Yeah, I'd say it's a solid B+.
Yeah, it's a high B+. It flirts with an A for me. Just again, because I love executing a good idea, and it executes a good idea, which is phenomenal for me. And like I said, and everything around it is really good. Yeah, it could have been a little stronger. That would have made it an A. But yeah, I agree. It's if it comes out of a program that picks quality product and it is just focusing on quality product, I think that's the way to go. If you're looking for something that people are going to like this, regardless of who it is and what the topic is, if there's something in there that you think people are going to like and maybe identify with, and or just flat enjoy. I mean, hello, let's have some entertainment.
Yeah, nothing has to be, you know, this big, huge moment. I mean, make a film that people will sit down and watch versus it doesn't have to have a point if it's fun, if it's enjoyable, if that's the point.
Yeah, if that's the point, that's great. Maybe if it's a horror movie, because there are quality horror movies that are just out to give you a little scare. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Or creep you out. They don't even have to scare you. Just
or creep you out. Like, there are plenty of those.
I saw that this was considered a horror movie. It was on some list for the best.
Thriller. It's a thriller.
Like I said, it's more like the Others was a horror movie. It's more.
At least that had ghosts in it.
Yeah, but it wasn't scary. And this one isn't scary. It's just creepy.
No. Yeah. It's creepy. There you go. That's the way we'll call it. Monolith is streaming on multiple outlets. It does not cost a lot to see, no matter what Craig wants you to think.
No, it's $6.99. That's where it was everywhere.
Everywhere, $6.99. There you go. And I'll be interested to see what the director and the writer do next, now that they've got something under their belt that they can see the product. Because having the idea is not the same as seeing the product. Now they can look at that and go, oh, this worked, that didn't work, the other thing will work, and moving forward. But I think they've both done a fine job. And it'll be interesting to see what Lily Sullivan does next. So I don't know if we'll get another Evil Dead or not.
My only comment would be at the very, very beginning, come out of the black faster. Because I'm
sitting,
it was just
overlong black intros. It's like give me something to look at.
Because it slowly dissolves. It slowly lightens up into a microphone.
Yeah.
But it took so long for me to figure out even the image. I'm just like, if I had seen this in the theater, we'd just be sitting in the dark for so long while we listen to some crazy conspiracy theorist nut go on.
Yeah.
That's kind of the gripe I have on all of the interviews. Cause they're all very much this similar, where they're just a little too long, not necessarily to the point. And I get that's real life.
Yeah.
But in real life, this would have taken, you know, 48 hours to watch. And I'm not watching security footage. You know, make a story, tighten it up.
There you go. Everyone, you can watch there if you want. You can read my review. This will be linked in my review on the website. Craig, where can people listen to you and Alan when he deigns to grace you with his presence?
Well, obviously matineeheroes.com, matineeheroes on all of our social media. If you can find Matinee Heroes, that's us. We're like in the 370s now. We've got like almost 400 episodes coming up this year. So, nice. Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time and love to have more listeners. But, you know, it's always fun to be able to sit down and talk movies with people.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I do it. It's just so much fun to sometimes the arguments are better than the agreements, which is also fun. That's
Craig. I disagree with you or not. I wanted to figure out, should I argue about that point?
Oh, you can totally argue about that point.
I know, because you're the fascist and we're the leftist. And
that's exactly correct.
Yep.
That's it. And that's a running joke for people. Don't think Craig's a raging leftist and I'm a fascist. That's not true.
I am a raging leftist, but you're not a
fascist. You're not a raging leftist. You're a very passive leftist.
Yeah, I don't push my ideas onto the people.
You're passive less.
But I do get pissed off quite a bit.
there you go. As for me, don't forget to like us, follow us on social media, Visually Stunning Movie Podcast or VS Movie Podcast, depending on which outlet you're at. Or just go right to the website, vsmoviepodcast.com, and you'll link to all of our stuff there. Until we have Craig back and or I wind up back on Matinee Heroes or Cast Off.
The cast off is too involved, unfortunately. It's gone on hiatus for an extended period.
Oh, it's got to come back, people. You got to love it. You go find those on his YouTube channel. Go to Matinee Heroes and find the Cast Off episodes.
Yeah,
they are awesome. There you go. That's my plug for you there. Stay safe, take it easy, be good. Craig, thanks for coming again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We'll do it again.
Assign me. You just can't ask, hey, what have you seen? Just say, hey, we're going to talk about this and I will go do it.
I will give you from now on. I will just give you a movie from the last 90 days.
Yeah.
As homework before you come on.
I can do that. I still haven't seen Dune 2 and I probably won't until St. Patrick's Day when my wife's
out. Oh, my goodness. You should. You need to see it.
I know, but I don't have time. Life sucks with a job.
I know that. I have one. So, and it is not this. Take it easy, everyone. We will talk to y'all later. Bye-bye. Thanks,
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.